Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be asking this question. What if Jesus never came? What would be the deal? Where would we be? What would we be doing? Would we be alive? Would we exist? Would we have been created? What if Jesus never came? Well, here's the big question. If Jesus never came, then how could sin be paid for? Better yet, let's go even prior to sin coming into the world. You realize that Scripture tells us that Jesus, who is the second person of the Trinity, we believe in how many gods? We believe in one God, right, Christian? One God in his being and essence, three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe that all three persons of the Trinity are co-equal, they are co-eternal, and they are what's called consubstantial, okay? The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. One in being, in essence, however, tri-personal. Now, what's very interesting is when it comes to creation, we are told that all three persons of the Trinity, all three persons of the Trinity were involved in creation. Yeah. We can just look in Scripture. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, that there is one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. So we see here in this verse that the Father was obviously involved in creation, for from him all things have come. We also see that the Son is involved in creation. Through him all things have come. What does this mean? Well, the Father is creator. The Son is the agent through whom the Father is created. And we see back in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, that the Holy Spirit also, third person of the Trinity, is also an agent of creation through whom order has been brought from the chaos. So we see that, you know, had Jesus not ever existed or been around, would there have been creation? Father is all powerful. The Holy Spirit is all powerful. But we see that all three persons of the Trinity are involved in creation. So that's an interesting thought. Had Jesus not been around, had the second person of the Trinity not been around, would there have been creation as we know it? But again, I think the most important thing we have to look at is if Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the eternal Word, did not become flesh and make his dwelling among us, as John in his Gospel chapter 1 tells us, if Jesus was not here on earth, if Jesus did not go to the cross, if Jesus did not pay for the sins of his people, if Jesus did not die for the sins of his people, if Jesus did not 3 days later rise from the dead, overcoming sin and death for his people, if Jesus did not do that, where would we as people be? Well, on a highway to hell. Nobody would be saved. Well, wait a second, Andrew. That's what do you mean by that? Well, it's real simple. Romans chapter 5 makes it very, very clear to us. In verse 12, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, Who was that man? Adam. And death came through sin. The wages of sin is death. Just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, in this way, death came to all people. Why? Because all sinned. We all come into this world with a sin nature that we inherited from our parents, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the human representatives chosen by God to represent all of humanity back there in the Garden of Eden. Now you think about it. Adam and Eve, they were created with no sin nature. They were alive in two realms. They were alive in the physical realm. They had their five physical senses. They could taste and touch and take in data in the physical realm. They had a perfect relationship with each other. In fact, the Bible says that both of them were naked and they felt no shame. There were animals there in the garden. God had created paradise, beautiful trees, beautiful, beautiful Garden of Eden. So they were alive in the physical realm. They were also alive in the spiritual realm. That's God's realm. God is a spirit being, right? And so that realm is the spiritual realm. They were able to communicate with God and God with them. It's like God had built in them a spirit sensor, a spirit connector. And they were alive to God in his realm. They were alive in the physical realm as well. They, of all people, had the best opportunity to say no to temptation. They, of all people, had the opportunity to say yes to God all the time. Think about it. In the garden, the first voice was a voice from God. And God gave Adam a command. It was just one voice. Now, what did Adam do with that? Well, we believe he obviously passed that on to Eve after God had created her. And then suddenly another voice showed up. It was the voice of the liar, the father of lies, Satan, the great deceiver. And all he did was cast doubt on God's truth. He said to Eve, by the way, interestingly, she didn't get the command at first. It was Adam. But Satan went after Eve. And all he did was ask these famous words, "Did God really say?" You see it? Casting doubt on God's truth. Did God really say that? Did God really mean that? Come on, come on. Your God is a cosmic killjoy. Go ahead and eat some fruit from the tree that's in there in the middle of the garden. By the way, there were two trees in the middle of the garden. God said the one and only one there was off limits. That was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Again, symbolic of the omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence of God. Satan says, go grab from that tree. Go ahead and take that fruit, because if you do, guess what? You will become like God. You'll possess all the omnis. You'll possess omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence. Then you won't need this God who's a cosmic killjoy that won't let you have everything you want. It's funny. You will be like God. There's your new age right there. New age is not so new, is it? You see it back in the Garden of Eden. Back to our story. What happened with Adam and Eve? They disobeyed God. They reached for the forbidden fruit. They took of it. They ate it. Disobedience to God is called sin. The punishment for sin is death. They died in which realm? First, in the spiritual realm. They no longer were connected to God. Suddenly, they had an internal problem. They recognized it, that they were naked. They tried to cover their nakedness, their shame. Where before they felt no shame, they tried to cover their shame, what? By making fig leaves and then hiding behind trees, hiding from God. And it's so sad because we all come into the world the same way. We all have an internal problem. We realize there's something wrong. We're not connected to God. And we try to do all kinds of things, putting all kinds of fig leaves on to try to hide externally this internal shame. Actually, trying to hide with external coverings our internal shame. And it doesn't work. I mean, you think about it. Think about the first time you ever went to school, or maybe the first few days each year that you went to school. Think about how nervous you were. Think about how long it took you to get dressed and how many clothes you tried on and how long you stood there in front of the mirror. And yes, guys, I'm talking to you as well, not just the ladies. Why did you feel this way? Because you wanted to be accepted. You wanted to look good, smell good, sound good, act good. Why? So you could be accepted. Because you weren't sure you were going to be accepted. You couldn't figure out why. Well, it's because you had an internal shame, an internal problem. It's called a sin nature, an internal insecurity. And what did you try to do to fix it? You made outer coverings, nice clothes, bodybuilding. I remember when I was younger, well, I think it was in seventh grade when I was going into the junior high. Every morning, I had just gotten a set of weights, and I would sit there in front of the mirror and do curls to try to pump up my arms so they would look a little bit bigger by the time I got to school. And don't you say that you didn't try to do something similar as well. Yeah, we all tried to put on outer coverings to cover up the internal shame. Well, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, not only did they bring sin into the world, because as Romans 5 verse 12 says, just as sin entered through one man, why is Adam at fault? Because Adam was the one who got the command from God. Just as sin entered through the world through one man, and the consequence of sin, death, came through that. In this way, death came to all people. Why? Because all people have a sin nature. So, we come into this world spiritually dead to God, spiritually disconnected from God. We're alive in the physical realm, but we're also facing physical death, and we're eventually facing eternal death, eternal damnation. That's called hell. Nothing good from the hand of God forever. God's wrath poured out on us for all eternity. That's bad news. And the reason why we all face this, the reason why we all come into this world with a sin nature, is because we inherited from Adam and Eve, the two human representatives that God had chosen to be the best representatives for all of humanity. And yet they blew it. No sin nature, only two voices there in the garden, right? And yet they blew it. Now I know some of you are going, well, that's not fair, Andrew. Had God put me in the garden? Yeah, had God put you in a garden, or had God put me in the garden? Trust me, God is all knowing, right? He knew the two best human representatives that give humanity the best chance. Had I been in the garden back then, I would not even waited for the snake to talk to me. I would have grabbed for the forbidden fruit the second God said don't. And guess what? You'd have done the same thing. Why do I know that? Because God did not choose you to be in the garden, just like he didn't choose me. Sad reality is we all have a sin nature. There is a just judge, God, who must punish sin, and the punch for sin is eternal damnation. If we don't have a savior for our sins, guess what, friend? We're all going to hell. More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics, where we're asking this question. What if Jesus never came? Well, as we saw in the first part of the show, had Jesus not come? Well, again, prior to him even coming, we saw that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, was the agent of creation, through whom the Father worked to bring about creation. So we see the Father was involved in creation. We see the Son was involved in creation. We see the Holy Spirit was involved in creation. So the question is, had Jesus never come, had God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, never existed, probably there'd be no creation, right? But even more than that, well, there would be no Holy Trinity. Also, there would be no Savior. You see, had Jesus not come to this earth, had he not gone to the cross to pay for the sins of his people, guess what? You and I, all of us, would be on a highway to hell. We would be done without God the Son. And that's because sin entered through the world through Adam, and death came through sin. And in this way, all people, because we are all children of Adam, are facing eternal damnation. Because we all have Adam's nature, it's called a sin nature. But the good news is this, verse 15 of Romans 5. The gift of salvation, is not like the trespass of Adam. For if many died by the trespass of one man, meaning Adam, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many? Praise God. Just as one trespass, sin, resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act of Christ, through his perfect, once-for-all, substitutionary sacrifice on the cross, through his one righteous act, it results in justification, salvation, forgiveness of sins for those who are God's people. Had Jesus Christ not come, every person who has ever walked the face of this earth would go to hell. Now again, we all come to this world facing that on a highway to hell because we have a sin nature. But Jesus Christ came to reverse the curse. How do we know that? Galatians chapter 3. I love this. The Apostle Paul said to the Galatian Christians there, quit trying to listen to the false teachers who are saying you have to add to the work that Jesus did. No, no, no. These false teachers were trying to poison the minds of the young Christians in Galatia, saying that Jesus is good, but he's not enough. It's good that he came, but you, through your own human efforts, have to finish his work. And they were saying that the Gentile Christians had to be circumcised, they had to become Jews, they had to follow all of Moses' Old Testament traditions, and then believe in Jesus in order to be saved. And the Apostle Paul said, no, 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 no. Because, he said in chapter 3, verse 10, all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse. Why? Because it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. In other words, if somebody wants to try to pay for their sins, to earn their salvation through their own human efforts, Paul says it's real simple. Try to follow the law, guess what? You have to follow it perfectly. Every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, your entire life. But actually, when you think about it, that doesn't even work because we all come into the world with a sin nature. Romans 5 tells us so. Guess what? It doesn't work. That's why Paul says everyone who tries to rely through their own human efforts to pay for their sins is under a curse. Paul says clearly no one who relies on the law is justified before God because the righteous will live by faith. Christ, he tells us, redeemed us from the curse of the law. How? By becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole, on a tree, on a cross. Christ redeemed us, Paul tells us, bought us back from the slave market of sin, self, and Satan. And he bought us back in order that the blessing given to Adam, the father of faith, might come to Gentiles through Christ as well. Just like it came to Jews, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. What happens if Christ never came? Well, guess what? The curse wouldn't be reversed. Every human would be under the curse. Every human would be on a highway to hell. And every human would end up in hell. Everybody. That, my friends, is the result of what we humanity have done to ourselves. So often people ask me the question, well, Andrew, why did God create an imperfect world? No, 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 God didn't. Well, why did God cause Adam and Eve to sin? God didn't. Well, why doesn't, you know, God just have everybody come to heaven? Well, wait a second. God is a just judge. Yes, he is loving, but he's also just. And in his justice, he must punish every transgression that is against his righteous and perfect standard. And the punishment for that is eternal damnation, hell. God's not the one who sends people to hell, our sin does. God is the just judge who pronounces the just sentence on sin. And that just sentence is eternal damnation. So guess what? The mess that humanity's in is because of humanity. Actually, the father of humanity, Adam. But the good news is this. God, in his grace, the Father sent the Son to this earth to reverse the curse that Adam brought to humanity. But it's very interesting that Jesus not only is the second person of the Trinity, he's not only the eternal Word who became flesh and dwelt among us, he is not only our Lord, he is not only our Savior. We are told in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45, he is the second or last Adam. So it is written, the first Adam became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second one, Christ, is of heaven. And we are told that just as in Adam, all die. In Christ, all will be made alive. All those who have put their faith and trust in Christ, the second Adam. Again, 1 Corinthians 15:52. Actually, I can start right here in verse 21. For since death came through a man, that's Adam, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. That's Christ, the perfect man. You see, sin came into the world through a man. It had to be a perfect man to overcome sin. Where Adam failed, as the first man, there had to be another man to make up for those failures, to perfectly fulfill that which Adam didn't. Well, guess what? No human could do the job. Why? Because we're all sinners. We all have a sin nature. Therefore, God the Son, had to become a man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And like us, Christ was tempted in every way, but he did not sin. Why? Because he is perfect God, perfect man, without a sin nature. He was still tempted in every way, yet he perfectly fulfilled the law. He perfectly fulfilled that which Adam couldn't. He perfectly fulfilled that which the nation of Israel couldn't. He perfectly fulfilled that which all of humanity couldn't. Jesus said in Matthew 5, I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Christ, God didn't just do away with the law just because he saw humanity couldn't keep it. No, someone had to come keep it. Well, again, no human could do it, so God became man and kept it for us. And not only that, not only was he our substitute in terms of keeping the law for us in our place, he also became our substitute by going to that cross and being punished for all those sins, those laws we broke. He died the death we deserve. He rose 3 days later in victory, overcoming sin and death for us. And he offers us salvation as a gift. That's why it's called grace. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. It is a gift given to us. And what ends up happening is those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation, what ends up happening is they're granted forgiveness. They are justified in God's sight, meaning that God declares you not guilty in his sight because Christ paid the guilt for you. And God declares you righteous in his sight because he sees the righteousness of his perfect Son credited to your account. And therefore, you don't have to fear judgment day, Christian, because Christ was already judged in your place for you. And he satisfied the just judgment, the just wrath of the Father. Had Christ not come, how in the world could any human being ever be justified in God's sight? No way, no how. Again, for since death came through a man, Adam, the resurrection of the dead also comes through a man, the perfect one, Jesus Christ. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all who trust in him will be made alive. I guess, had Christ not come, you think of every human ever born basically just having this life, and that's it. That's it. And then spending all eternity in hell, experiencing God's just wrath forever. So you've got 5-year-olds who die early here on earth, 50-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 30-year-olds, whatever it may be. And that's it. This life is all there is. In fact, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, he says, if in fact there's no resurrection, if Christ did not overcome sin and death for us, he says, we are to be shamed. He said, then we're fools. He said, if that's the case, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. That's it. There's no hope. There's no purpose here in life. There's no nothing. But with Christ, not only do we have eternal life, with Christ we have life here on earth with him now, because really that's what eternal life is. Eternal life does not begin once we get to heaven. Eternal life is, John 17:3, Jesus defines it. It says, this is eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent. That's eternal life. So eternal life begins when you enter into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So had Christ not come, there would be no eternal life. No one would be able to know God, be in a relationship with God. Everybody would be under God's wrath, under his just punishment. It would be chaos. So had Christ not come? One word, chaos. Another word, curse. Another word, condemnation. But instead, Christ, our Savior, our Lord. Praise God.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.